This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. This last weekend, a three-day helicopter training event was held, bringing together search and rescue volunteers from across Northern California. The event took place at the Lake Mendocino Spillway from May 17th to May 19th and was jointly hosted by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Team and the Napa County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Team. The training aimed to equip volunteers with essential skills for interacting with helicopters in rural search environments. Participants learned how to safely approach and exit aircraft, understand the capabilities of different helicopter models, and practiced crucial maneuvers such as being inserted and extracted from remote areas. The sessions also included training on packaging and loading victims onto helicopters for medical transport. For search and rescue personnel, learning how to safely work with helicopters is vital for operations. Training such as these could make a significant difference in real-life rescue scenarios. The event featured various helicopter models, providing a broad exposure for volunteers. Numerous organizations and agencies contributed time, equipment, and expertise, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, CAL FIRE, the California National Guard, and the California Highway Patrol. Search and rescue teams from Mendocino, Napa, Lake, Marin, and Sonoma counties, as well as specialized units like the Bay Area Mountain Rescue Unit and CALSAR, participated in the event. And now to Ukiah, where after a long winter, construction season has officially begun, where three major street improvement projects are now fully underway. These projects aim to modernize and improve the city's infrastructure, but will require patience and cooperation from the community during the process. First up is Ukiah's Recycled Water Phase 4 project. Major construction will continue at Ukiah's water and waste treatment plants throughout the year, but the public-facing part of the project is nearly complete. Starting around Monday, June 17th, Low Gap Road between State and Bush Streets will be completely reconstructed. This includes sidewalk repairs and new curb ramps at the corners. The entire surface of the street will be removed and replaced with new pavement, a process expected to take about a week, requiring detours. This significant project is funded through a $53.7 million grant from the California State Water Resources Control Board. For more information, visit www.cityofukiah.com/recycled-water-phase-4. Next, the downtown streetscape project is entering its final stages. Beginning on Monday, May 20th, crews began removing the old surface of North State Street between Norton and Henry Street. Because this portion of the street was originally constructed with concrete when it was Highway 101, this work will be slower, dustier, and noisier. One side of the street will be done at a time, taking approximately 2 weeks to remove the entire surface. Access to the businesses will be maintained, and traffic will be one way with detours in place. After the surface is removed, the first layer of pavement will be applied, reducing most of the construction's impact. The entire project, funded through grants, Measure Y funds, and utility funds, is anticipated to be complete in July. More details can be found at www.ukiahstreetscape.com. Finally, the Urban Core Rehabilitation and Transportation Project, focusing on Main, Perkins, and Gobi Streets, is just beginning. This season's work will primarily occur on Main Street, where underground sewer and water utilities will be replaced before the street is fully reconstructed between Gobi and Norton. Intermittent street closures will be necessary during construction hours. For the week of May 20th, work will be centered around Clay and Perkins Streets. Residents and delivery vehicles will have access as needed. Future phases, likely in 2025, will include further reconstruction and resurfacing efforts. This project is funded by grants, Measure Y funds, and utility funds. For more information, visit www.cityofukiah.com/UCRT. So why are these projects happening simultaneously? Shifts in state and federal funding led to deferred maintenance, creating a backlog of necessary projects. Many are tied to grants with strict deadlines, and construction has a seasonal window for concrete and pavement work. And now for some fun on the Mendocino County coast, where internationally acclaimed Flynn Creek Circus returns to the village of Mendocino with their all-new show, The Heavy Lift, running from June 29th through July 7th. Under the big top tent, this original film noir detective story features stunts, high comedy, and modern creativity. Follow the bumbling private detective in the case of the missing pigeons alongside a cast of vibrant characters. Adults will appreciate the layered metaphors, while children will enjoy the cartoonish antics. This animal-free performance promises unforgettable entertainment for all ages. Tickets start at $18 with table reservations from $81 for two. Early booking is encouraged. Visit FlynnCreekCircus.com for more information and to purchase tickets. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.